A long-time federal rule caps the amount of ethanol that can be blended with gasoline at 10%, but trade groups have asked the U.S. EPA to raise the limit to 15%. Josh Morby is with the Wisconsin Bioindustry Alliance. He says boosting the amount of ethanol in gas is a winner for everyone.
Right now the option is using gasoline, which comes from foreign countries and is dirty when you burn it, or ethanol, which burns cleaner than gasoline, and it helps grow Wisconsin economy and creates jobs here in Wisconsin.
This week, U.S. Agriculture Secretary Tom Vilsack gave the ethanol idea a hand. The former Iowa governor told a farming convention that a gasoline blend of 12 or 13% ethanol is possible soon. But the Union of Concerned Scientists is one of the groups trying to slow down any increase in ethanol. Spokesman Jeremy Martin says the government should make sure that a higher ethanol fuel doesn't damage pollution controls on vehicle engines.
We don't want to quickly make a change and then find out that we've caused a lot of damage to lots of vehicles on the road or caused lots of air quality impact.
Some makers of automobiles and car parts say they also worry about harm to engines and fuel lines. A public comment period on raising the percent of ethanol in gas will last for several months. Chuck Hornbach, Wisconsin Public Radio.